trousers, making your seamless legs, and adorned on the inside with spurious excrement. Making your seamless legs, and adorned on the inside with spurious excrement.
Spurious excrement.
Octopus by the staircase, all through the door, and girls bring doctors up and laugh. What things from those juicy enemas, dare I say, the sour juice of raspberries?
And do you think that, presuming as your first faint away,
I shall button onto my chest the heavy and trembling undergarment of your
heavy
face.
And trembling undergarment.
I will wear the skin tight trousers made from your seamless legs,
adorned on the inside.
I will wear the skin tight trousers made from your seamless legs, adorned on the inside with spurious excrement.
All of this could easily take on the appearance of seduction.
It could even excite desire. She saw this monster at St. Anne, a mentally ill woman, in an erotic seizure, surrendering herself to her imaginary partner.
And do you think that, presuming I do not first faint away, I shall button onto my chest the heavy and trembling undergarment of your breasts?
Their bowed and knock-kneed legs, the casual quiver of their pink pleats.
As soon as I am ready, under the pleated skirt made of your fingers, you will breathe into me your sweet fragrance and feverish excitement, so that my sexual organ will appear from inside yours.
My sexual organ will appear from inside yours.
Would it not be in the doll's very reality, the imagination, to find the joy, the ecstasy, and the fear this all? Would it not be the final triumph over the adolescent girls with white eyes, which turn away here beneath the conscious stare that plunders their charms?
Aggressive fingers were to attack their plastic forms and slowly construct, limb by limb, all that sense of brain hath appropriated.
All that sense of brain.
Lay bare suppressed girlish thoughts, ideally through the navel, visible as a colourful panorama electrically illuminated deep in the stomach.
Lay bare suppressed girlish thoughts, ideally through the navel, visible as a colourful panorama.
It was all worth my obsessive efforts when
the smell of glue and wet plaster, the essence of all that was impressive would take shape.
One would have to believe that the eye, doubled by the condemned image of the sun, would have to not entirely eye a compromised portion of its supplementary content.
The casual quiver of their pink pleats.
Thank you. égal, loyal, honnête et droit.
Qu'une banque se fait braquer.
Pour la police, ça ne fait pas de mystère.
C'est signé
Clyde Barrow,
Bonnie Parker,
Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Tak. I never sleep.
My waking world.
Thank you.